Warning, tonight's episode is intended for a mature audience. Parental discretion is advised.
Oh,
welcome
no.
to another episode of First Minute Fridays. Are you guys ready?
Wow. Parental discretion. Hold on. We may lose half the viewership before this thing even starts, man.
No way, man. You know why? Because we are doing a live raffle. Everybody is here to join the raffle. Stand by for a few minutes and you will be able to join. Welcome to First Mint Friday. I am LG Doucette from the First Mint, and we got the real Phil D and Plunge Father in here for our fourth episode. Perfect timing. With
what
the
is that? Is that beer or is that an energy drink?
Hazy Hero, Hazy IPA.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Plunge from the dungeon. Already getting lit up. I love it. Guys, really quick before we start, I want to give a huge shout out the mods and the referees and the leader of that community, Usman, in Discord. Those guys have done a phenomenal job this week fighting fires. Tons of new people coming into Discord, into the community this week. To the mods, the referees, all of you, Usman, that whole team, very well done. There's still a long road ahead. I know you guys fight a lot of crazy stuff in there. You got the vent channel now, but we all appreciate you and the job you're doing now. The vent channel is a great new innovation. We have an amazing show for you guys tonight. We have, we're going to kick off a rapid fire that we do, usually the three of us. And then we are going to have a special guest to open one of their packs because nobody on this screen scored a metallic gold pack. So we are going to open vicariously through a guest, especially from Twitter. And then we have a very special guest, Anorak, who is one of the OGs of the community, a guy who's very big into NFTs. He makes a lot of great NFT videos. He's going to talk about some of his work, and we're going to play a very fun game with him. After that, you are going to have the Data Plunge with the Plunge Father, one of the best segments on the show, as well as followed by a very secret mystery guest. A lot of people have reached out and asked me, is that a basketball player? I can't confirm or deny it, but I actually will tell you that it's actually probably not a basketball player, but it's that I will tell you is just as good, if not better. So
probably
just
not.
You wait for the secret guest. It has been quite the week in Top Shot. It's been quite the day. Every new person I talk to about Top Shot who's new into it is like, why does every day in Top Shot feel like it's 20 years? And I have no explanation for them. Let's jump right into rapid fire. Let's start with the hot burning topic from today. Metallic gold tube. I didn't get a pack. Plunge, you didn't get a pack. Phil, you didn't get a pack.
How do you know? You didn't even ask me if I got a pack.
Dude, didn't you send me a screenshot of you like number like 2 million in line?
That is true. All right, never mind.
Did you get one?
I didn't get a pack, no.
Did anybody in your household get one?
You mean, hold on. I saw a list earlier that people were signing up. Their cousins, their brothers, mothers, fathers, sisters, and teddy bear collection. Somebody actually said really they signed important. Up all their teddy bears with a Dapper account, which when it comes to verification, God. They're obviously screwed. But
that's
hey,
be tough.
Whatever works. So that hey, kind man, of explains why we struck
teddy
out.
Teddy bears are people too, okay? Plunge, what was your experience? What was your spot in line for Metallic?
I think I ended up 122,000. It was a very harrowing experience. I was on a plane from Minneapolis to Madison. And I was scrambling to try and get on the internet. And so I spent $9.95 on Delta Wi-Fi on my 30-minute flight to just sit there at 122,000. It was awful.
Yeah, but that's worth the investment if you got a pack. That's a good investment if you ended up getting a pack.
You got to expense that back to Rohan, man, for that in-flight Wi-Fi. I might send that back to him.
I saw another guy a Twitter of like, is this the first time that anybody's been on a plane on a pack drop? And I was like, bro, I've been there. I was doing it earlier. This is old news to me. And then I was like, hey, how is he taking the picture? His phone is like next to the window. Like, he's got another phone? He's got double phones? What's going on?
Thought of that.
That's a good point.
Do you think multiple phones means multiple accounts?
No, that means he was with somebody else, probably partner or whatever.
Oh, surprise cool cat. Is that the crypto kitty? Is that the real life crypto kitty that just jumped into your lap?
That's the big twist. There's going to be a Plunge Father crypto or a Plunge Father cool cat moment of the cat jumping on his face and tearing his face apart. I like that.
I'd buy that.
Let's drop that raffle link again, LG.
The raffle.
Live raffles. Oh, everybody live here raffle. Rewarded tonight, man.
Raffle. I just got to type it in. Raffle.
That like button.
But boys, back to Metallic. Like, talking about the supply, some of those moments, it was the second half of the supply. Some of them, it was like the second, like third or fourth of the, you know, quarter of the supply. Some of them, it was the entire thing, like Steph Curry, Anthony Edwards, Carmelo. Were you guys buyers, sellers, or just trying to refresh the marketplace to see if it was working or not?
My initial take on it was that it's very likely that the stuff is going to dip. Everything had stalled out and was probably going to drop a little bit further as people wanted to get liquid. And I think we've seen that things were crashing. And I think part of that had to do with the marketplace being down after the fact. And there was a period of time where people were sort of failing out of purchases. I had a bunch of friends that were trying to buy things and they were failing out, but people were still able to list. So the prices kept going down. And I think I saw Thomas Satoransky at $399, but I just checked before this. And I think right now the lowest MGLE is Thomas Satoransky at $900. So,
and did you get one?
I didn't try and buy one. I don't want
Okay.
Can you say that one more time, Plunge? Can you say Satoransky just one more time?
Hold on. Now that I'm looking at it, there's a lot of those little thingies over the top of it. So it's probably something like Tomasz Satoransky.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I think it's a Tomasz. I don't know.
That's impressive. Wow. Okay. That's amazing. Boys, let's move on. Would you consider what happened today a dip when the marketplace was down, but people could still change the prices on their moments?
Yeah, I would.
That was crazy. I mean, what's the worst thing you saw? I think the LeBron James moment went all the way down. The three-pointer ended up going down to like 700 or 800. And there was somebody else. I forgot who it was. I couldn't keep up. I could barely get on the site. But the prices kept changing. Prices kept disappearing. Moments kept disappearing. The sellers were switching stuff all over the place when they saw the prices going up. But there was a period of time today where you were only able to list stuff and nobody was able to buy. And that caused everybody they were undercutting each other like crazy. LG, you should have grabbed the LeBron moment, put it up for $1 and see what happens. I guarantee you the site would have absolutely crashed. Somebody wouldn't even be back.
Somebody would have tried to undercut me on that one, man. Even then.
it was a mess there for a while. I'm glad they shut it down because some of these sellers, they kind of realized quickly that nobody's buying. That's not why they're selling. And they were just, the prices were rock bottom. I've never seen them that low in, I'd say, 4 or 5 days, which is a lifetime in Top Shot.
And I get the panic. And I know that there's some people reached out to me and they said, hey, listen, I just joined on Monday or Tuesday and I feel like I bought the top. And for like this current like 5 day stretch of Top Shot, like, yes, that is kind of buying the top. But if you extend it to like 5 weeks, you are like probably just buying like an amazing buy. Everybody who bought in like 3 or 4 weeks ago when there was another big surge felt like they had bought the top for like a couple weeks when we're in the kind of the dip. And then now they're laughing because they've been getting all the new stuff and their account values have gone up like crazy. So, you know, totally little marketplace dips. But for everybody new to Top Shot, just know that it's like, hey, this is a market. It's going to fluctuate. You got 100,000 emotional basketball people or not, maybe half basketball people freaking out sometimes. So you're all going to post stuff at the same time. And that, you know, this will build the strength of your hands over time. Let's say that. Let's move on, guys. Luka, I feel like talking about Luka is now talking about ancient history, but is Luka still at 10K? I haven't actually looked on the marketplace. Can you guys tell me?
It was down to like $74.99 before. And you're talking about, I assume, the Luka Cool Cat.
Luka Cool Cat. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So the lowest ask right now is like $7,500, or at least that's what I'm showing for it, but it may be up now.
It's all over the place. I mean, this
thing's been all over. So I think there's only been like one sale though today. So it's like, okay. I think we're at the point, and people may not realize this, that like, what's the low ask isn't necessarily what is happening and transacting. So we oftentimes see this, and I think that's maybe a big part of why we're seeing sort of this recession in the last week or the last 4 days or so, is that prices were getting really, really inflated relative to probably what they should have been relative to the user base and all this different stuff. And so then the low ask hits this point that no one else is willing to buy at. That's the tap out point, right? Like, I'm not willing to buy that. And then it starts to come back down. But the people that bought it on the way up are the ones that are trying to get rid of it. So that's sort of the dynamic here, where you have lots of people trying to offload, but not very many people trying to pick up. So I think the Luka situation is that, like, literally, I think I've seen one in the last 24 hours that's been sold at, you know, 10 grand. And that was earlier this morning. It was probably a decent serial number, 295. Yeah. So, you know, that's higher than what people will pay for it right now. It should be, though.
Totally.
Here's the issue with the Luka, though, is you've got all sorts of different players that are involved with the Luka. You've got the people who picked a bunch of them up early, expecting it to rise, trying to flip them for money. Smart strategy, because if you pick the next one up when it was $700 or $800, or maybe $500 or $600 or $700, I mean, God, you turn those in now, you're making a lot. If you're expecting them to go higher, you're holding them. Then, I mean, LG, we saw this earlier, the amount of people who are not aware of the Master Challenge and how the Master Challenge works and what you need for the Master Challenge. I think I answered about 50 or 60 Twitter messages today asking what this Master Challenge is. So I think a lot of people are not aware, a lot of new people on the site, and they don't really know what's going on. So this thing is all over the place. It's gone down a little bit, but you just wait until the next Cool Cats come out and people realize, some of the high investors realize they want to go for Cool Cats. That thing's going to keep going up, if you ask me.
And there's a lot of new high investors too. With all the new people, it's both a mix of people that want to casually get in there, maybe just drop a little $50, get a little, you know, Carmelo Anthony or something. But then there's a lot of other people just coming on now, and they're like, no, I want the best stuff. And they're going to want that LaMelo. Do we know what the dunk is of the LaMelo? Do we know which play from which day? We don't know. We just know that it's a dunk. It's some dunk. Okay.
We don't even know what the next Cool Cats are. Part three. That's true.
Yeah. Yet. We don't even know which set that, and if there's common moments, we don't even know which set they're going to be.
That's a whole other story.
That's another. Well, I guarantee by next week it'll be a whole other thing going on.
That's a different ball game.
Next topic, and again, this is parental discretion advice. So avert your eyes.
What is this, man?
I think somebody was telling me about this the other day. Maybe it was you, Plunge.
Probably.
Is this, you're going to pull this up.
Plunge is on. Babe.
Crypto wow, babe. A lot of people are saying that this account is not a real person. That it is. Look at this. This is amazing, though. This account is saying that we'll send nudes for moments.
Can anyone in the chat
confirm their own packs of the nudes?
Jesus, can anyone in the chat confirm that they have received said transaction?
Plunge, just tell us your stories.
Plunge,
man.
Why don't you honest, just
man. Just tell us your stories, dude?
No, I think she's real.
You want me to scroll, Plunge? You want me
to scroll? I wouldn't if you wanted to.
Well, okay. Well,
show the disclaimer again. What is this, man?
I know. I don't know if this is real or not.
Is this the one that's on OnlyFans? Because there's another one that's selling OnlyFans whatever moments.
They teamed up.
For moments. I'm serious, man. I saw that the other day.
You think it's a Plunge? You think is a real person? You know, they could just somebody like somebody's girlfriend that's just convincing that you think it's a real person behind the account, like a woman who's 100%. Actually doing that. Okay.
And I've tweeted about this, and I like and retweet everything that she posts because I think it's hilarious that all of her pictures have thousands of views on them, and she has like 3 likes because all of these people are afraid on their personal accounts that they're gonna and then they're gonna be that guy. But I respect the hustle. You know, get yours however you can. Yeah. Everybody's in it for themselves, and I think it's ingenious. Her graphic design is fantastic. Good for her. Awesome job, Crypto Babe.
Plunge. I think you should start one where you show people plunging in your underwear or something like that, man. You have a crazy fan base, man. I bet you if you sold moments of you plunging toilets in your underwear or something, I guarantee you somebody would buy them.
That is an amazing idea. When we get Anorak on, he's an NFT specialist, so he can tell us if that could be an NFT that people would buy, man. So, Plunge, maybe we can make some NFTs, dude.
I've seen a lot of people in commentary about this and then other things, like when the porn industry gets to NFTs, right? You can own your own thing. No, you laugh, but like we're going to get to NFC, UFC knockouts. We're going to get to these things that are like action oriented. Like what's to stop that thing from happening? Yeah. It's a curious space and I don't see why not. They're already monetizing it. It's already a commodity and there's subscription services for this type of stuff. I see no reason why that couldn't happen.
If you're telling me if there's some porn company that was doing, and we're not going to talk about porn for the rest of the show, guys, we're going to finish in a second here, but Plunge, are you telling me that if there was a pack drop of like some kind of porn stars or something like that, that you would get in on it? And then there'd be like different scarcity. You'd be like, I want to collect these.
Forget the optics of it. But like it's verifiably scarce. People would want it. There is demand for it. If you have a finite supply, and especially if we're talking about player engagement, right? Like, and hey, building an economy around a personality, like what is that? that other than what porn that's stars fair. Do on OnlyFans. Like, that's what happens.
You can do that, and you can do it with any other type of creator. And that's actually what's already happening in exactly. NFTs anyways, right? So that it's don't, that's fair. That makes sense. Don't all right, let's move on. We're done. We're done with that part. We're done with okay. the parental discretion. Good job, everybody. We've got through it. Real quick, new supply. I don't know when this stuff's going to come, but it's been minted. We started seeing some of it minted. There's a user on Twitter who kind of counted up what we were looking at, and we're looking at like 3.25 million new moments in that new batch. Again, everybody listening, that is series two. That's new series two stuff that's coming up. I know somebody was asking me about like series four the other day. We're not nearly close to that. Series three, even series three is not till next season. New series two stuff coming. It's being minted. You can see it being minted at cryptoslam.io. You can see that happen live in action. There are 13 rookies that are being minted their first game. So they're going to be three-star rookies, 4,000 LE each. I think there's 17 first moments for new players like Blake Griffin being minted at 12,000 LE each. And then the rest, another like 120 plays are being minted, one of 25,000 CC plus. Guys, when are we ever going to see the supply come out? When are we going to get some Quickly and some new LeBron?
I'm going to guess really soon. They've been minted now. I don't know what's left of the old supply that was included in the packs today. People forget that was all included in the packs today, and there was a crap load of them in there. I think we're getting 50, it really 000. Soon. I won't say as soon as tomorrow, but I do think as soon as in the next week. And I'm just as eager as anybody. I want the new moments. I want to start collecting the new stuff. The Quigley will go up into Halliburton territory right away almost. Almost probably. I'm going to go as far as saying he's going to pass Halliburton in price almost from the get-go. Because Knicks fans are crazy and people love new stuff. I've said this over and over again. People love new stuff. They're sick of the old stuff, even though it's not that old. They're sick of it. They want the new stuff. The new stuff will be really popular off the get-go. And I'm pretty excited for a lot of the new users to experience when moments cost a dollar or two and things like that. Because we've got so many new people now that they're really not experiencing what a lot of us have in the last few weeks or last few months, where you can just go on there and buy a Jimmy Butler serial number 175 for like $5. You know, it's like that after major pack drops and new moments come out. They're just listed for really low prices because there's so much supply, right? So I can't wait for that stuff. I think it's really soon.
Awesome. I hope so as well. And that's a really good point, guys, about like we need more moments to be accessible to people, right? And I was talking about this on the podcast the other day. It's like you need to be able to buy your favorite player for like less than $30, right? And maybe there'll never be a LeBron less than $100. And that might just be the rule of the game from now on. But at least if you're like, if you love like a Kyle Lowry, or you love like, I don't know, maybe if your favorite player is Tobias Harris or something like that, like you got to be able to buy those guys for just a couple bucks, get your feet wet. Okay. Awesome. Great. Rapid fire, guys. Great. Thank you for the commentary. Really quick. We all felt the FOMO today. We are going to bring a very special guest straight from Twitter. Nashty. He's on there. His handle. He's joining us and he is going to give us a live pack opening. Nashty, how you doing tonight, man? How's it going? Packs? You're muted. You got to unmute
yourself. What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good. Thanks for joining us. Tell us really quick. What's the story? He's going to crack pack. He's going to crack a pack. He's going to crack B pack.
Of course.
Nashty, what line number were you? Where did you
go? I was 3721.
Wow.
One of my friends was what, like 10,000, like 500. So really cutting it close there. He got one though. He pulled the Trae Young.
Yeah. Wow.
I saw something on Twitter that was the lowest was about 1500 or 1800 after the cutoff. So there was it bled out about 1500 people that were under the cutoff. Yep. So, hey,
it timed me out a couple times. Actually, I had to like refresh. I saw Rohan was like responding to people about that.
Yeah.
But you were successful. Obviously you were
successful.
Okay. Fortunately. Awesome. Awesome. What was your initial reaction when you saw the spot like 3,712?
Dude, I was shocked. Well, I saw your tweet actually asking for responses. So my first response was to respond to that. But
yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Well,
that tweet was for sadness, man. It wasn't for
let me get this straight.
Okay? I'm sorry.
All day I saw people entering that sort of contest where I was asked to judge it, and they had better line numbers than anybody else. I didn't understand why people were entering a contest when you were getting a pack anyways, but you weren't the only one, Nashy. It was like I'd say over 100 people did that. Kind of just flexing a bit of muscle before they get their pack. But I just want to ask something before you crack the pack open.
Yeah.
How do you have the patience to do that? Because I'll be honest with you, man. Like when I get a pack, I try and leave it like some of the cool cats do. I just can't. I have to go back in there. I have to open it. I need to know what's in there.
guys, this is the only time I haven't immediately opened the
pack. We appreciate it.
I waited like I was gonna do it 30 seconds later, but LG hit me up with that offer, so I had to take it.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. Yeah, I'm glad you're here, man. I want to do this more. I think when, you know, as much as it's a little miserable for the rest of us, and we know later there'll be more packs and we're all gonna get packs later. I still think it's fun to highlight the people that did and live vicariously through you guys and kind of get you up here and go through it with you, man. Because you know what? I will say, like, as much as I wish I had my own pack to open today, I like watching other people open packs. Like, I think it's a fun thing. Everybody likes unboxing videos, and Top Shot is like the ultimate unboxing video, right? So let's do it. Nashty, if you're ready, man, you can
share the screen. Oh,
yeah, let's get some good luck here.
Be able to hit it, and then
let's go. I want. What do I? So what's the best here?
Tell us what you want. Tell us.
I want Ja Morant off the backboard or. Anthony Edwards.
Give me maybe Anthony Steph Edwards Curry. Is probably the
Anthony Edwards.
My other friend pulled Anthony Edwards. So
wow.
Hey, it's an awesome
one. I'd go with the Curry, honestly. I like the other guy, I like the Trey, I like the John, the Edwards. I'd go with the Curry. Like I'd go for a low cereal Curry. Modest request, a two-digit Curry. All right, let's do it.
So I didn't know this, but if there's a little blue spot under the moment, it means that's the special one. I didn't know that. I had no idea. Well, if you highlight over the five or six moments, one of them has blue under it.
Yeah, watch. I did just notice it. Last time I accidentally opened it.
There you go.
That's the one. Is that new?
I opened that one last. No.
I've never seen that.
No.
It's not new.
No, don't do that first.
Yeah, that one last. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Can you guys hear this music?
We cannot.
All right. Oh, man. All right.
It's exciting.
We never get the music, man.
Oh, nice cereal.
All right, I'll take Lamarcus.
Oh, why you just rifle through them?
Just boom.
RJ,
let's go.
You don't even want to savor it. It's fine. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, just right through it. Yeah.
We're tired of seeing these moments. Like, these are good players. One's good player, right? Yeah. We're tired of seeing these moments.
LeBron. Another.
Duplicates. They gave a warning about this stuff, man. They said that might happen.
Uh-oh.
There we go. There's some value.
What do you think? What do you think this is?
Oh, man.
Three, two.
Here we go. Big time.
Ooh, another Aldridge.
150.
That's pretty good, man.
Good cereal, man.
Is this the same play as his first moment, or is this a different one? This is different, I think.
That's a slam. Jesus. That's
different. It's different, right? Yeah, it's a new moment.
Be angrier, awesome. Bud.
Not bad, Nashy, but I don't think Nashy will ever. Nashy's never opening a pack again, man.
I'll take it. I don't know. Hey, I lucked out on a pack. I can't complain.
Yeah, you shouldn't complain at all. I mean,
that's the spirit.
The MGLE like for Brian. That one's the Keldon Johnson. Let me look really quickly. What do we got for the low ask on the Keldon Johnson?
Look at the serial number, though. That's a good one, man.
Yeah, I mean, they're all the 499s are
he's
nice,
playing some good ball lately, too. So that's good stuff.
$1,500 plus the jaw, which is probably what? A couple hundred?
Climbing.
Let me look at the jaw real quick.
All right, Nashty. Thank you for coming on, man. Are you happy with what you got?
I'll take it. I had high expectations. Two LaMarcus Aldridges is kind of disappointing.
Your $100 raffle ticket that's worth $1,750.
Tweet Roham right away.
I'll take a quick times 10. It is what it is.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I'm happy my boy succeeded though.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about.
Hey, thanks for coming on, dude. That was awesome. Thanks for sharing.
Of course.
Thanks, it's nice to have you on, Nashty, and keep tweeting, man. Been enjoying your tweets. Thanks for engaging with us so much.
Follow me on Twitter. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Take it easy, thanks, Nashty. Buddy.
Cheers, right, man. Thanks. In the meantime, while we wait for a raffle, it's time for our first guest of the night, Anorak. So this guy, he's been around the Top Shot community for a long time. He was there when I got there in September. He is an NFT content creator. If you check out his YouTube channel, he makes some of the best content out there to learn about NFTs, which is super, super useful right now. Everybody, our next guest, give it up for Anorak. Wow, man, that crowd. I love our audience, man. They've been standing out there all night waiting for you, buddy. How you doing, Anorak? Welcome to the First Mint.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. Nice to be on.
Sure. It's the question of the day. Did you get a metallic pack this morning?
I did not, but I was really close. I was number 82,000 in line. So there's that.
That's closer than me or Plunge were.
Yeah. I don't even know anyone that got a pack. I was pretty surprised that Nashji said like him and two or three of his buddies all got packs. It's pretty damn impressive.
Like three of the 25 of my guys got it, and two of them failed out in the middle of buying.
That's brutal.
They got booted. So
Anorak,
not good.
Anorak, tell us the story, man. Everybody wants to hear. You've been around the community for a long time. Tell us how you got into Top Shot, what the deal was there, how long you've been here. What has your road like been for the last like 8 months in Top Shot? Tell us the story.
Oh, man. The last 8 months in Top Shot have been pretty crazy, but I got in. I think I joined in the first week of August. I had just heard of some other people in the NFT space talking about Top Shot, and then just so happened there was a drop like that Friday or something. So I decided to join in and test my luck, and I got in then, and I don't think I ever turned back. I'm a pretty diehard sports fan. I'm all Cleveland sports and everything. I'm from Northeastern Ohio there. So I'm diehard sports and all into NFTs. So for me, it was the perfect combination, really.
Nice. That's awesome. Is there, you were telling me the other day that you started to get some of your family members on the Top Shot. I think we can all relate to that a little bit at this point.
Yeah. It only takes so long and so many gains for someone to finally hop in, right? And I was talking to my parents, and I had told them how I had, got lucky enough to make some money, but then also just how fun it is. And I feel like for everyone with Top Shot, the only complaint about it is that they don't understand it. Like, everyone finds it appealing when they first see it, but it's just the grasping the new concept of a collectible that's the roadblock. So far, I haven't heard anyone say that they don't like the look of it. So once people understand it, they tend to hop on board, and I finally was able to get some friends and family on there.
Nice. And their reactions have been good. Are they stoked? Do they get it now? Did anybody else score a metallic today?
No. Nobody scored a metallic. But I played Nice Guy when they first signed up, and I sent them like a Michael Porter Jr. Rookie moment, like a rookie dunk. And at the time, it was like 350. $350, and I sent some other stuff, and then they like 3x'd in value or something like that. So they all had some nice spending money to hit the market with once they were able to sell those.
Nice.
I mean, Anorak, people are looking you up on Evaluate right now. I haven't done it, but for those people love to do that. That's a huge topic of discussion. Is if that stuff should be private? People are going nuts, man, because some people lie about what they've done. And now you can't lie. You can't say you sold something for a certain amount. You can't say you own this, you own that. Yeah. Tell us a bit about your collection and some of the good stuff you have in there. I haven't personally looked, so I'm interested to know what you've got and some of your favorite moments and your big dogs in your collection.
Yeah. Well, first of all, that's the beauty of the blockchain, right? Is that there's nothing that's hidden from anyone. And I think that all should be public information, because if you're someone who's going to do illicit practices, then that's what the blockchain is for, right? To shine a light on that stuff. So anyway, my account is, I initially put $9,000 into Top Shot. That's all I've ever put into it. My account today is now worth over $1 million. I also sold a LeBron MGLE today off market for 45 Ethereum. So you got to take that into account.
It's like 90 grand.
Yeah. He took a little bit of a hit. But even with that, it was tough to part with. But I wanted to get to a certain money amount, right? And I didn't want to part with like 13 moments to get there. My account's dwindled. I mean, I've been taking profits as we've gone up. Overall, I'm an investor, even though I'm an avid sports fan and Top Shot collector. At some point, when you only put $9,000 into it and you're looking at $1.2 million, you got to take profit, right? So I've been cutting back a little bit. So my collection is under 300 moments, which is a little low, but I'm looking forward to get some new packs out there to kind of boost my collection a little bit more again. Yep.
No wonder your family's okay with it, or they're on board now.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You didn't even tell me that earlier in the day or anything that you made that sale. That's amazing. Good for you, man.
Oh, it just happened around 4 or 5 hours ago.
I do want to bring up. Go ahead, Plunge.
No, I was going to say I had an off-market deal for the first time today too. We don't need to talk about it now.
$15 or what?
We spent $22.50. We bought someone's pack off of them.
Oh, yeah, you're in a group. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Hey, if you don't get scammed doing off-market deals, it's a success, right? It doesn't matter how much it is.
Yeah, it was a friend of a friend situation. They had brought someone in, and they were like, you know, new to it and wanted to get liquid, and we're like, hey, we'll take it off your hands. Got a number six Steph Curry out of 15,000. So pretty pumped about that.
I want to bring up another thing that this was the first. This is my earliest memory of Anorak, and it is a little older. I'm just going to bring up the actual tweet. For a while, it's great that you just made that sale today, because for a while, Anorak held the record for being the seller for the biggest sale yet in Top Shot. Mm-hmm. This is from October 20th, 2020, when he sold the number one rookie debut Zion Williamson, which was a challenge reward. So back then, everybody did the challenge reward. I got one too. That was the first challenge I did, or one of the first challenges I did. I splurged to get the necessary moments to get this. And Anorak pulled the number one, and he sold it to Pranksy the same day for about 10K. This is it. Anorak, does this haunt you at this point? This sale?
It doesn't, man. Like, it's crazy to me because no sale that I've made in Top Shot really haunts me, right? Because it's all stuff that I was willing to take in the moment. At the time, I mean, you can see right there, I got almost 27 Ethereum. So at the time, it was just under $10,000. Now today, that's almost $55,000. So I'm fine with it. I mean, I've put that Ethereum into some other altcoins and stuff like that. So it's tough to really measure if I made the right deal or not. But ultimately, at the time, before that Ethereum hit my MetaMask, I only had like 1.7 Ethereum in there. So for me, it was a no-brainer, right? You kind of got to take that.
In that moment, Pranksy is now actually auctioning, like on like some traditional auction house. Right?
For
it's going for like 30K 80. Still. Oh, it's 80 now. I thought it was 30.
Oh yeah, they got it pumped up, and I expect that it's going to go really like it's going to jump.
I expect that to sell for around $350,000 to $550,000. I think that's pretty darn reasonable.
You made a good point, Anorak, because I see this. I'm in a lot of chat groups. I'm in a lot of groups with friends who've just joined, people who are inexperienced and they're brand new, and they kind of panic about stuff that they've done wrong. And I think, I don't know who said it, but somebody said something really interesting the last couple of weeks. I wish I had kept who said it. They said, every moment you've sold, no matter how much you've sold it for, has led you to where you are now. And if you talk to every single, top 100 collector on Top Shot, they've all made these types of mistakes, and they're not mistakes. They only call them mistakes if you think they're a mistake, but they've all made these kinds of sales where had they waited, they would have had, you know, a lot more, but you know, it all led to a big collection. So I think you hit you hit the nail on the head when you said, you know what? I did it at the time. It was good at the time. And that's all that really matters.
So I have a question for you, Anorak. So I saw a couple tweets this week. I saw some DMs to influencers in the space from sportsbet.ag. They're offering a prop bet for whether or not a moment will be sold for more than $1 million in 2021. If you had 10 grand to bet on that, which side would you take, over or under? And you had to bet it.
Well, I guess I'm a cryptocurrency bull right now, and I'm expecting that if Bitcoin gets upwards of $100,000 to $250,000, Ethereum is at $10,000, you know, hell yeah, $1 million is doable. Beeple's digital art piece right now is being auctioned off by Christie's, and that I know for a fact is probably going to fetch upwards of $10 million. So yeah, $1 million is definitely doable for Top Shot.
My goodness, man. That's
amazing. Yeah, I saw someone. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Plunge.
No, go ahead.
I was going to bring up Anorak's channel while we're talking about NFTs.
Yeah. So on the concept or the conversation about Beeple, for everybody that's not involved in the other NFT worlds and other NFT projects, could you give a little background on what Beeple is or who Beeple is and what he's working on in addition to what people are seeing with Top Shot?
Yeah, so Beeple is creating something called digital art, which is just another form of NFT tokens, right? So for us Top Shot people, NFTs are the tradable collectible cards, right? So what Beeple is doing is making the same type of thing, the same concept, rarity, collection, all that type of stuff, but he's just making artwork. And Beeple recently joined the NFT space only about 5 months ago, but he's been creating digital artwork every single day for 13 years. Every single day, he puts out a new piece of artwork. So finally, now with the NFTs, he's found a way that he can bypass these auction houses and people that would be required to sell his artwork. Now with NFTs, he can make it directly himself, have someone like Nifty Gateway or put it on like Rarible or something like that. And recently Beeple has been going crazy. He's been, was just on CNBC to chat about his Christie's auction. So I guess he is the LeBron James of the digital art community. That's the index, right? The Beeple artworks, that's kind of the index of the digital art space.
Yeah, the Trump piece is pretty cool that just got resold. Oh. I think someone had purchased it for what, $66,000 and or $660,000 and then flipped it for $6.6 million. So pretty impressive stuff. So it's like it's a looping video of this really kind of dystopian Trump image.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was over the span of 3 months. The coolest thing about that piece is it was the buyer bought that not knowing which way the election was going to go. And whoever won the election, Biden or Trump, the art was programmed to flip to that outcome. So there was one of two pieces that you could get from it. Trump lost, so you got the one mocking Trump. If Trump would have won, you would have got one mocking Biden. So that was pretty cool about it.
You learned something new today.
Yep.
That was such a cool project, man. And I hope we see more stuff that's like that. Really quick, I'm going to bring up your channel. I had it up a second ago. But guys, follow Anorak on YouTube. Another great subscribe. He does really cool interviews of people that are launching NFT projects that are already in different communities. He helps like explain this kind of stuff. I think that this is literally some of the most important work that people could be doing right now in the NFT space, explaining what's going on. He's got some older videos about Top Shot, some more recent ones as well, as well as just some other cool stuff about a lot of other projects he's been involved in. And the channel is just NFT Anorak. Figure it out. I'm already subscribed, as you guys can tell, but go and smash that subscribe button. I'm going to post the link down here in it. There we go. A bunch of people.
One more question, Anorak. So I know that Dapper Labs is working on other projects outside of NBA Top Shot. The most notable one, at least visibly, is this new Dr. Seuss art collection. Are you excited about that? Do you have any insight into what that might look like, or interested in participating in that stuff as well? Phil D, why are you laughing at me?
What, are you saying we're going to get like a moment from the Grinch coming down the hill, like on a huge sled or something, man? Like
We could. Phil D, you'd be all over that, man. Phil D, don't pretend like you wouldn't be all over that, okay?
Yeah, dude, when the Grinch puts garlic under his arms and stuff, I'll buy that.
Hey, Dr. Seuss art is like legit. There are galleries all over the place that sell it.
We have like a green eggs and ham pack, green eggs and ham drop. Get into it. But no, Plunge, to answer your question, I'm really not well read on anything going on there. I mainly focus on the Ethereum blockchain with NFTs. Flow with obviously Top Shot is kind of my exception. But when it comes to Dr. Seuss stuff, no, I need to read up more on that, because anything Dr. Seuss is going to go nuts, right?
Yeah, it's going to be on Flow. You'll be able to use your Dapper wallet to buy it. So guess what? Awesome. We've got 100,000 people that are KYC verified. Point their wallet at something else. Guess what's going to come flying off the shelves?
Yeah, that'll be awesome. It's a great way for people to discover like new NFT projects and stuff, even if it's by the same company and on the same blockchain.
Yeah. Anorak, you're very generous, man. Thank you for giving us some of your time. Thanks. Great to have you on the show, man. Great to finally, you know, connect with you like this as well. We'll have to have you back.
Awesome, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Okay. Whew. All right. So, man, it's going to take me a while to recover from that segment, because that just escalated really quickly. No. Pretty crazy giveaway. Plunge. I think it's time for the plunge or the clog or whatever we call it.
The clog.
It's time for the data party. And then.
Yeah, emergency.
Emergency. Yeah.
I've pulled the plug before when I have to go do something and just claim there's some kind of connection issue.
Sorry, guys. No, I clicked screen share and it just shut everything down. I don't know what happened.
People got pissed, man. People left. No joke.
Plunge Father, let's get into the clog, man. So, we're losing time.
Obviously, I'm terrified to share my screen right now. So,
God, here we go again.
Can we eat it? No, seriously, can you, LG or Phil, can you? I wanted to show the Damian Lee stuff. I wanted to talk through the hype cycle stuff with the NBA players. So, I think LG, I posted the tweet in kind of putting out like, what does this look like, right? What is the spread of at that point all of the MGLEs that had been out there? And just for people's reference, where these MGLEs came from, if you weren't here in early February, which many people were not, there was a Holo Icon pack drop. And that Hollow Icon pack drop was when everybody lined up for with $999 in their Dapper balance for 2,365 packs or whatever it was at that point. And those packs had one legendary Hollow Icon, one of 27 different Hollow Icons, but then it also had three MGLEs, metallic gold limited edition. That's what MGLE stands for anybody else that didn't know that. That was, these were the MGLEs that were in that rare pack today. So right before or last night, and then this morning, Greg updated this to show sort of where the market was on the number of listings. So that's the bottom part of this graph, like how many of these things are listed, as well as how high the lowest ask of those particular things are. And there's some curious things that I wanted to call out about this. So obviously the big outlier here is Ja Morant, right? There's a huge, huge low ask for Ja Morant, but there's also a ton of listings. And at this point, for the most part, to LG's point earlier, he was making that at the market as the snapshot of this was taken earlier today had only maybe a third to, in some cases, there was a fourth or anything at all for some of these situations. So that Tomasz Satoranski that I was mentioning before, not in this list because he all of his moments came out today in the rare drop. But looking at Ja Morant, for example, very, very high ask, by far the highest ask, but there's also, if not the most, pretty close to the most that were listed. And that's sort of a curious place to be in that you have a very, very high ask, but you also have a lot of people that have them listed, probably at exorbitant prices above that for whatever reason. But that kind of stuck out to me as like, why would that be? Why would so many people be willing to part with that particular thing when, you know, it's clearly so much more valuable than everything else, or at least relative to the scale that we're seeing here. And then obviously in the bottom left, like, or on the bottom end of this was Tim Hardaway Jr., which was where kind of my post came yesterday talking about like the low ask and what's going to happen when these things start to drop. And they did to an extent, but I think it was really difficult to see any of that this morning or this afternoon, early afternoon, because of the challenges with the marketplace after the fact. We aren't really going to see exactly what the dip looked like overall. But if you could pull up really quickly, LG, and pop into evaluate market, and we'll look at the Tim Hardaway Jr. moment. If you just go to the moment and then search for Tim Hardaway Jr. And for everybody that hasn't used this tool, the evaluate market guys are awesome. Evaluate.market is the site, and it's a place that you can go and look at a given moment and the sales prices, some details about that moment, what the low asks are, what the sales volume over time are.
Just an excellent tool and account valuation too. Yeah. Just an awesome tool. Yeah.
So, you know, at a cursory glance, like we see on the page on the left, right, it's, you know, this is reflective of about a month's worth of sales on this particular MGLE. So there aren't any sales before February 5th, because that was the date of the Hollow Icon drop. So right away, like if you zoomed in over the February 7th and just drew the box just over the top of that, you would see sort of like what happened, like the first sale happens and then they sort of drop and taper off a little bit. But what we see now, and if you can kind of maybe do a little grid box over the top of just the stuff from like today-ish, I wanted to, right in there, just to zoom in.
A little bit closer.
Yep, this is perfect. This is perfect. Okay. So what you see at this point is sort of like, in looking at the dates here, all in Eastern time, right? The February 22nd, 24th, there was a bunch of sales that sort of pushed these MGLEs up into, and this particular one, Tim Hardaway Jr., above the $1,000 range where the average was. That blue line is the average over that time. And then there was a period where there weren't any sales at all. And you see this over and over and over again in that time period when something happens where the low ask outpaces the demand for something. It takes not just reduction in price, but then new people or new interest in that particular thing to then snag it at a lower price point. Because the people, again, that bought it on the way up are the ones that are trying to, in many cases, the ones trying to liquidate at that point to make a little bit of profit. So this came down pretty significantly. And if you look and then zoom in just over today or over the period in today, kind of right in there,
right here.
You know, there was a massive one, and if you hover over it,
and
it's probably
this is early, number two.
Like, yeah, the number two serial number, so it's not really applicable in this. But you see this sort of like bend and dip, but then right around the time that the MGLE packs drop, they hit. I think it's like afternoon, actually. So these are all of them in there.
This
so
also is when the marketplace reopened.
Yeah, and actually you can just
6 o'clock.
So anything that's after 12 o'clock Eastern time, go ahead and highlight outside of the number two. Perfect, right here. So you'll see this stack, and as you zoom in, obviously the grids kind of square up a little bit, but you see right at sort of this time period that there's sort of like a massive climb back up, and you see this over and over again when something gets low. And somebody finally snaps and finally picks up that thing, then there's this massive sort of climbing in many cases. And that's what we saw today with a handful of these MGLEs where the market stopped and it was turned off. And then when it turned back on, you know, the low asks went down or kept going down. Someone snapped it and then it set off a chain reaction of people climbing back up. Mm-hmm. So this is sort of an interesting thing. And you can see this over and over and over again. So it's a good tool to use.
I have a quick question. When you got a second, sorry, man. Yeah. Sorry to not interrupt you, but I know a lot of our listeners want to know this. Based on your expertise, you're really our analytics guy. You know more than any of us on this stuff. When they announce the new moments coming out, you know, shortly, do you expect these MGLEs to go down in price, or do you expect these to be kind of a steady eddy, a series where whoever purchased them is not necessarily looking to make a dime on them. They actually want to collect them for some of these guys. But when they announce the new moments and say they're coming out early next week, are we expecting a dive in price where people should maybe wait until then to purchase one, unless they're looking to pay $2,000 or $3,000 for a Donovan Mitchell or a Trae Young?
Yeah, I think it's probable that the things that are in that lower end and lower tier will have that kind of stable floor in the grand scheme of things. It's possible that they dip a little bit more. It's possible that they go up a little bit more. But I think instead of the new moments for the base set moments that might come out or the next drop of Cool Cats affecting this, what's going to affect this and the prices of these more so than anything in the coming weeks is an announcement of an MGLE challenge. So you will get an MGLE Series 2 challenge, much like there were, I think, 18 or 19 in Series 1. And actually, they just finished the last one. It was Larry Nance Jr. like last week or the week before, reflective of MGLEs from Series 1. They will do the same with Series 2, right? And none of those have happened yet. So what's going to happen of these, however many that there are, I think there's only like 30 out there or something like that. Mm-hmm. Let's assume that it's, a 9 or 10 MGLE challenge for, and they might already be minted, actually, the challenge rewards that just don't have any minting. It might be that these 10 moments are reflective of, let's say it's an Emmanuel Quickly or it's something like that, right? You've got a rookie that's a
don't spread rumors, man. People lose their minds over that stuff.
Obi Toppin,
say Ish Smith or something.
Ish Smith, Dennis Schroeder, whatever you want. But there, what will happen, and just to inform folks that may not have been around for a long time or have not seen sort of the dynamics of these challenges play out, when the challenges get announced, the component pieces of those things typically rise in price very quickly. So even if at the bottom tier of this, Tim Hardaway Jr. or Tomas Satoransky, whatever his name is, his price now and in the future may be kind of, it might tick up, it might stay steady, it might drip down, but it's going to spike when he's announced as part of one of these MGLE challenges in a big way. And this manifests in LG, you were around for this, but there's like urban legend and lore surrounding this concept in the first series with Evan Fournier. Were you around for that? Can you give any context as to what happened in that case? It was like a $40 MGLE that people snapped up and basically bid up to like $4,000. I don't know the specific.
Yeah.
But it was like
that was for Steph Curry, right?
Like yeah, Will Barton.
Yeah. So, because the other thing to keep in mind is that like there's no other set that has as many challenges as Metallic, right? Because there's so many of them. The Series 1 had what, like 193 total Metallics or like
181.
Something like that. Yeah. 181. So considering that every other major star player already had their metallic gold out. And again, don't forget the metallic gold from Series 1 for pretty much every player, that is going to be their first moment on Top Shot. It's a copy of the same play of the bass and the hollow and the metallic. It's always going to be their first play. So that's like retroactively, it's like it's coming out so late. That Steph Curry moment on Metallic is coming out so much later than the LeBron or anything else that of course it's going to be sought after. So I think a lot of people, it's going to happen on any market, but people took advantage of that where they wanted to kind of crank up the price for just some random player. Obviously Evan Fournier, not the hottest player in that set where you needed Steph Curry, but it kind of, that's probably an easier entry point for people to start cranking it up. Right. And so I think that that's kind of what happened there a couple weeks back.
Yeah. It'll be really interesting too, because in series two, as compared to series one, the ownership of these moments is far more diffuse than it was when they were doing the challenges before we had the massive spike in growth in people. So, and I think you're seeing this with the Luka Doncic challenge and all these other things, where when ownership gets really diffuse and more people have individual ownership of these things, as opposed to individuals that have 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 of these things, because it's cost prohibitive to do so, that it's going to be a lot tougher to do some of these challenges relative to what they may have been able to do in the first series. It might be cost prohibitive to find that thing. But you know, anywhere from 50, you know, if we're looking at MGLE's series two, they're minted to $4.99. So that any of the challenge rewards can only be minted to $4.99, but more likely that we're going to end up in a spot where most of these challenge rewards for MGLEs will be in the 200 to 300 range, depending on the scarcity of, or like the coolness of the player. Like Steph might be 70% completed, and then if it's, you know, Bismack Biyombo or Ish Smith or one of these guys that is, you know, on the bottom end of the market, Tim Hardaway, he's a bad example because he's already got one, but you know, if one of those gets announced, there might be fewer people willing to go for it because the component pieces are more expensive than they're willing to pay out. But look forward to that, and if you're playing in that end of the pool, which many of us are not, I'm not, I can't do that. But if you have one piece of that, you know, consider, and you have the wherewithal and the means to hold on to whatever you pulled in a pack today until something like that gets announced. And for everybody asking, I saw a couple things in the chat. Yes, you will have plenty of advance notice on these challenges. Like,
and they
will
actually announce somebody it. Just pointed out in the chat that the Metallic Gold 19 is live.
Oh,
there you go.
Let's pull it
there
up.
There you go. Let's pull it up. About it.
Go let's buy them immediately.
It's like I knew what was going to happen, and we were playing this conversation.
And you know what's funny? That Tim Hardaway's in it.
No way.
Plunge. Right. Are you a secret insider? Plunge, are you a fake real time?
Let's watch it in real time. What's the ask on the Tim Hardaway?
Let's go take a look.
Go buy it. Go buy it right now because it's going to go up.
$1,000, man. Here we go.
It'll be 2,000 by the time.
I don't know if the market's working right now. It's tough to purchase anything. I was trying earlier. I don't think it was working.
LG. Yeah, I don't know if it's going. I mean, it's for Bismack and Bismack. Or no, sorry. Who's this for? Oh, it's for Rozier.
Oh, Scary Terry?
Ask the chat.
Oh, it's the one where he dunks on KD, man. That one's amazing. Yeah.
Oh, and he owns most of his moments, man. He owns like a bunch of his own moments, and he resells
them. They're smart.
Them.
They're smart. NBA Top Shot.
I don't even know if the marketplace is up, though. I mean, I have no idea.
Okay, folks, it is time for the very special guest.
Uh-oh.
And this again, I promised you a lot, and I hope you're not disappointed. The very unique part about this special guest, though, is that they are here for a very special purpose, and it is to do a dance-off with the Plunge Father. We are going to do it. Yeah, Plunge, I know, but you've been drinking your fizzies, and it's time to shake that booty, buddy. But
do we need a disclaimer, LG, for this? Is this like our race?
I don't know, but like Plunge, you better get ready because you're going to be dancing for a moment here. Okay,
what if it's Cardi B or something, man?
Okay, here we go. We are going to bring out the special guest, everybody. It is Babe, Top Shot Babe.
I knew it. I knew it. I was going to say that earlier. I knew you had something.
The Top Shot rap commercial to get it going.
Plunge.
Oh my lord.
All right, let's get right into it. The way this dance off is gonna work, we are gonna play it like a game of horse. So I'm gonna play the music, and Top Shot Babe is going to do a move, and then Plunge Father, you gotta copy the move, and then you gotta add a move to it. All right, and then Crypto Babe, you gotta follow that up, and we'll go a few times, and then
let
the chat decide who they like, and then that person will get a moment.
I hope you guys like TikTok dances.
What's that, Crypto Babe?
I hope you guys like TikTok dances.
I'm sure Plunge
loves those. Plunge loves those.
I did register the Plunge Father handle on TikTok. I have zero viewers and I'm following zero people, but nobody can squat on it.
Okay, here we go. Chat, we need you to like put your hands up. Just say dance, dance, dance in the chat. Put it in there.
I'm not standing up.
And we are going to get a plunge. You better stand up, man. There's no chair dancing.
Show us the plunger underwear.
Yeah, is it your underwear? That was the question. Yeah. Whoa!
Whoa!
All right, let's send a moment. This going. I'm gonna play, and this is from Airy Vision. This is the Top Shot rap commercial that played that came out a couple weeks ago. I'm gonna play it. We are getting this dance off going. Top Shot Babe, Crypto Babe on Twitter. It is all your stage.
Okay.
You got the music. Hold on, Plunge. You're not dancing.
What are you doing, man? Sorry.
Oh, her internet's a little slow. Did she freeze just as the dance was starting?
No.
Plunge. Is it this one? Reproduce.
Is it this one?
No.
This is already a really sad dance off.
I didn't see it.
Crypto Babe, what's going on? All right, here we go. Here, I'll play it again. Here we go. We got you now. All right, go for it. Try it again. Oh, she froze again.
No.
It's when you move fast. A lot of cameras can't handle that.
Oh, the camera can't handle
Crypto Babe, we got you now. We got you now. We got you, Crypto Babe. Oh, no, we don't.
Okay, all right. Now Plunge, what's his move?
We didn't even see it.
So let's see Plunge do something.
Yeah.
Plunge, not that. Do something else. You've been doing that.
Plunge, guys, this isn't a dance off. You can't.
What are you doing, Plunge?
Sitting down, okay? You guys need to stand up. I want to see. You guys got to stand up or else there's no moment.
Oh.
There we go.
Plunge, show us.
Here we go. Show us, Crypto Babe.
Yeah, there you go, Plunge.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. The fans are going crazy. Damn, Plunge. Holy. Plunge, I would not go to a wedding where you're on the dance floor, man.
I couldn't
compete with that.
Yeah.
Do that, Plunge. Yeah, there you go, Plunge.
Yeah,
get up. What are you doing?
Well,
I don't have room down here.
Crypto Babe, you got to give us some moves.
Okay. So I now add them all together.
Right, Plunge, man.
Whoa.
Oh, all right. Wow.
All right, Crypto Babe, we got a little bit of dance there, Crypto Babe.
So I love it.
Pretty good. You got a few moves.
Thanks for coming.
Too much movement.
It's okay. That's all right. All right. Who's we need the chat to decide this one. I just posted the raffle link again. Crypto Babe, I don't know. Your camera might have
betrayed me.
Yeah, your stream might have killed you on this one. We're gonna let the chat decide. I'm seeing a lot of Plunge in the chat. So
Plunge, you could get Plunge to do anything, he would win a contest, man.
Yeah, I love it.
And Crypto Babe, well, thanks for coming on. While we got you, let's chat a little bit.
Thanks for having me.
You are brand new to the community. And so everybody knows, like on First Mint, we love to highlight community builders like Anorak, who's been around for a long time, the Evaluate guys last week, staples of the community. And we are obviously getting into highlighting as many people as we can, including new members of the community. We had Nasty on earlier, showing off his pack. And tonight we got Crypto Babe making a lot of noise on Twitter with your account. How did you get started being Crypto Babe for Top Shot?
Yeah, well, thanks again for having me. Thanks, Plunge, for all of your advice thus far. You've been a great help. So basically, a few months ago, you know, with the pandemic, I have a corporate job and everything, but had a little extra time on my hands. So I'm like, what could I do for a side hustle? You know, everybody does the OnlyFans thing and everything. Tried that out a little bit, but there just wasn't much depth to it. So a couple of weeks ago, some friends started telling me about Top Shot. I'm like, this sounds fun. Growing up, since I was a baby, watched all the Lakers games with my dad. Love basketball. So I'm like, how could me and some friends got together? We're like, how could we add something, another layer to this, and something creative, sexy that has appeal? And just kind of, I have a friend who's a graphic designer, helped me out kind of with the pack ideas. We sat down and sketched some stuff out and made the Twitter, and here we are.
That's a lot of the chat, LG, the chat says that Plunge Father looked nervous. during that dance off. And they're also suggesting that they would love to see a Plunge and Crypto Babe collaboration. That was suggested a couple of times. I mean, we're seeing just about everything, and people are doing off-market trading. People are coming up with all sorts of new ways to collect moments, get rid of moments and all that. So I think it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And you know, don't be surprised if there are more, but I guess you'll be the pioneer when it comes to this stuff. And you're one of the first ones I've seen out there. And actually, I think it's Plungefather that put us on to you. And yeah, it is. I know he's been all over this. He claims to have nothing to do with this kind of stuff. But he's all over it.
Yeah. The burning question, Crypto Babe, is how many moments have you received, and are they actually traded for nudes?
Oh, great question. I have received 30 so far, and yes, they are. I won't give much more information, but it's worth your while.
Tell us really quickly. I'm going to pull these up. These latest packs, you're saying you got a friend helping you design them.
Yep.
To pull these up. Hold on. Tell us.
And it's a girlfriend who's a graphic designer. She's awesome. She owns her own business. She's kind of done some OnlyFans stuff too. So kind of tag teaming this together. Nice.
Here they are. And from the Crypto Babe account, can you tell us what if people are giving you a follow and whether they send you a moment or not, what can they expect to see in the future from Crypto Babe?
Yeah, absolutely. So definitely have a lot of different ideas in the works. A lot of stuff. I mean, I don't want to rat you out, but Plunge has a lot of good ideas for me.
Whoa. Wow. He claims to have no hand in that pie. My Lord.
Every person we've had in the community on here. Amazing person.
Of the ideas, you know, other than the common, the rare, the legendary packs, starting with the common pack that will include three cards, three photos in it, and then you can kind of expect more from that. Maybe include videos or more photos as the packs go up. Ultimately, what we're thinking, it would be really cool if we could actually get some of these moments or these photos to be actual NFTs. Plunge. What did we call it? NFTitties.
NFTitties. What? That wasn't my thing.
Whoa, Plunge!
I didn't come up with that.
Someone in the chat just called him a pimp.
No.
Here we go.
That's great.
Oh, wow. Plunge. Good Lord. There's a whole other side of Plunge we don't know about.
I was sharing what other people had told me about NFTs. That was not my joke. I'm not taking credit for that
one. Okay, you're not going to take the credit.
I'm not going to take the credit for that one.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Well, Crypto Babe, we got to move on to the show, but thank you for coming on. Awesome. I wish your camera was killers, but Plunge clearly had a clear victory in that dance.
I totally did.
I benefit from a bigger following than you right now. That might change very quickly after this.
Oh, no.
Come on, man. Wow.
I'm just saying.
We're not even gonna ask.
It down. Wow. Oh man, Plunge throwing it out there. Crypto Babe, it's good to have you guys. Crypto Babe, is it Crypto Babe on Twitter? Or is it Top Shot?
It's Crypto Babe.
Crypto Babe, give her a follow on Twitter if it's your flavor. Send her a moment. Crypto Babe, thank you for coming to the First Mint.
Thank you guys for having me. Bye.
Bye bye. You're the worst.
Okay.
Father's a pimp.
Wow.
The chat is having a field day now, man. With Plunge Father and his other ventures that nobody knew about. Suggesting names like what we just heard. I mean,
the amount of armchair psychologists in there. Oh man, he's touching his face.
You live red.
He's so
you did turn pretty red though. During the dance off, Plunge, you really did blush.
Plunge, I always knew you had those moves in you, man. I knew you were gonna dance like that. I knew you had the moves. So I was not
surprised. I have torn an ACL dancing. Let's put it that way.
Man, are you okay now? Like, you mean just now?
No. I literally, like, 8-10 years ago, it was after a handful of these. I tore my ACL, LCL, and MCL doing a 360 off of a fountain outside a bar. Total knee reconstruction.
Plunge, is that something you would ever consider? I mean, I think with your following, if you were to offer moments where you send nudes or something like that, for a moment. Yeah, I mean, I swear, you've got a following like I've never seen. People are sending me DMs asking me if I can send you messages and stuff like that. So I think if you offer that, you may have some grandmas and stuff that
might be interested. Whoa. Why has it got to be grandma?
You have all sorts of people is all I'm saying. I mean,
yeah, I mean, what did you say your mom's Top Shot name was?
Whoa. All right, throw him out. Right, throw him out.
Well, he's gone now. His computer's going to crash again. All right, folks. Phil D, it's time for your picks of the week. So everybody, we're switching up this week. I know you're all waiting for Discord to fool, but we're gonna do that a little bit more sparingly and let Phil D build up tons of great content from Discord. Instead, he is gonna give us some of his picks, basketball players you got to keep an eye on. Everybody on Top Shot Twitter and on YouTube and everywhere in Discord, they want to know which players to look out for. So Phil D, a sports guru since birth, is going to give you a sense of who he's liking right now. Phil D, take it away, man.
Here's the deal. First of all, Discord of Fool will be back next week or a week after, whenever it comes back. Sometimes we just don't have time for it. I know it's a super popular segment. I get tons of submissions every week when I can't be in the chat at all times on Discord. So I appreciate that. I promise you I'm keeping all of them. We'll get to those. But again, you just said something, LG. Being a sports fan, being an NBA fan, only plays so much of a part in Top Shot. It really does. You have to be smart at the same time. You have to make smart decisions. You have to avoid bad decisions, and you have to know when to do things. I've always said being a popular player is not the same as being a star player. Examples of that is James Harden. Why is James Harden not a tier one player on Top Shot? He's close to tier one. He's close to being up there with the other guys, but he's not up there with Steph, Luka, Zion's. Just because, some of the younger guys have appeal. Luka's still a bit younger. He's got appeal. James Harden hasn't really won anything. That's a problem there. And he doesn't have the same appeal as some of these other guys. Appeal is everything. Like I said, Emmanuel Quigley, when that new moment comes out, it will be the hottest thing on the market. I can promise you that. It will hit the levels of Tyrese Halliburton. No doubt about it. Just because he's playing so well, he's entered the top five for the rookie race right now. Even though, most people say LaMelo's running away with it, but he's entered the top five and everybody will be trying to get an Emmanuel Quigley when he comes out. Other guys I get a lot of questions about is Kyle Lowry. We're big Raptors fans, both you and ILG. We have a lot of experience with the Raptors. The Raptors are not very popular on Top Shot, but Kyle Lowry is starting to garner a bit of attention here. And I say that because tons of trade rumors out there. He sold his house in Toronto. That set off the media. They spread all sorts of rumors. And at some point, if he gets traded, he is still considered by so many, and it's arguable, probably the best Toronto Raptor of all time. So owning a moment of him in a Raptors uniform, there aren't that many out there, will be probably valuable. And I know you're a fan of it. I'm a fan of it, LG. But the problem is with Kyle Lowry, he's just not, a popular Top Shot player. None of the Raptors are right now. Boucher had a little spike when he came out. Some of the younger guys I'm looking at, we're talking the stars of the future here. Trae Young, snubbed from the All-Star game. I tried to pick up some Trae Young earlier today. It did not happen. Wasn't able to. Another guy I was targeting, and that was before this challenge. I've been trying. If you've seen my head down during this broadcast today, it's because I've been trying to buy a Donovan Mitchell. Okay, metallic gold. I've been trying to buy them, and the market is not working. And I'm like, I need to do it before one of these challenges comes out. Because Donovan Mitchell priced around the low 2000s. Look at the Utah Jazz. What if the Utah Jazz go and come out of the West this year? Mitchell is kind of – what are you laughing at, Plunge?
You don't think it's possible? You don't think the Lakers are coming out of the West?
The Lakers look like garbage, man. Have you seen them play? LeBron. AD can't even stay healthy. AD can't even stay healthy first. No, it doesn't matter. Right now, the Utah Jazz are playing better than anybody else in the league. End of story. I'm just saying, they're not a high exposure team, and that's why Donovan Mitchell is not a superstar. But you've got all these guys who, once the LeBrons are gone, once the other players that have been dominating this league for a while are gone, you've got the Trae Youngs, the Donovan Mitchells, are going to take over. And like I said, the MGLE for Donovan Mitchell for me was low. It was around 2000 for the last hour or two. And now he's been announcing a challenge. So everybody's going to try and buy him. And that thing will probably skyrocket to 4,000 or 5,000, I assume, because there's only so many available under 5,000. And maybe a few people will post some. But a lot of questions too about SGA. All right. SGA, here's the issue with SGA.
For the people that don't know what that acronym stands for because they don't follow basketball, who is that?
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Okay. All right. Oklahoma City Thunder, career numbers a couple nights ago after being snubbed for the All-Star game. Although it wasn't really a snub. Nobody expected him to be picked for the All-Star game, but he's playing a lot better than Devin Booker is this year. And had he been playing on a winning team, he would be in the All-Star game, that's for sure. he is actually semi-popular in Top Shot. It's really weird. For a small market team like Oklahoma City, he is still pretty popular. Look at his MGLE from Series 1. It's up in the like 5 or 6 thousands. And that's the territory of you know, some superstars in the league. You wait for Shea Gilgeous-Alexander to get some star players around him, some young players. They've got a ton of draft picks coming up. Look out for this guy. If you've ever watched him play, show me someone in the league who's got better handles than Shea Gilgeous-Alexander right now, and you won't find too many. Kyrie Irving is one of the guys that comes to mind, but SGA right now, his handles, he can stop on a dime, and there's not one guy in this league that can guard him. So I'm looking at the young guys, SGA, Donovan Mitchell, Trae Young, stars of the future, and Kyle. If you think Kyle's going to be traded, or you really want, you know, you're a Raptors fan, you want a piece of Kyle, go grab a Kyle now, because once he does get traded and he's done with the Raptors, if it happens, he'll be worth a lot.
Thank you, Phil D. Those are great picks. Chat, let us know what you think. I'm also posting the raffle link one more time. I saw the chat was kind of going off there. Plunge Father, you got any commentary on that? You got anything you think about that stuff?
Who are you looking for on the market, Plunge? Tell us.
So I think some of the things that I'm looking at are sort of what news or what things will change a value for the player. Not just like, hey, the entire market is going up, but like, what about this player specifically would adjust or a change in some way, shape or form undergoing maintenance?
No, I'm just saying, I've been trying to buy a Donovan Mitchell forever and it's driving me crazy. Sorry, Plunge.
No, but, and I've mentioned this a couple of times. And if you watched any of my Twitch streams earlier this week, which were fun, just me talking at a screen for an hour. But I think, you know, I and the group of guys that I'm in with, we have a timetable looking at this at the end of the year. The choices that we're making are not, this is my 5-year plan for retirement. It's, what do these look like? How do we capitalize on the things that are going to change between now and the end of the playoffs? And maybe that's short-sighted, maybe that's not, but like that's at least it gives us some direction as to like how we make choices. And I think that that's helpful for us because then we can say like, okay, I don't need to worry about the potential for this player to be a good player and develop into a star in the next 2 or 3 years in order to realize the profit or realize the benefit of them. So, you know, we've sort of stayed away from rookies in that regard, and we sort of got priced out of LaMelo pretty quickly. But for some of these,
understatement,
right? I wish I'd bought one at $500. That would have been great, but no, such is life. But some of these players, and you actually hit on it with, I think, with talking about Donovan Mitchell and obviously like the other people in the Jazz, like Mike Conley, like if they do make a run, it's like everybody on that team is going to get some pump, right? Because, you know, we see from Series 1, you have, you know, the playoff series that have their own moments, right? And there's going to be attention and eyeballs and conversation and ESPN and TSN. I think that's what they call it in Canada, right?
Yeah. Hey, well done. Well done.
Right. So like, there's going to be focus, and they're going to end up in semifinal packs, and they're going to end up in finals packs and whatever those things are. And so, you know, we're sort of looking at players that are in that realm or, you know, sort of playing for that goal in mind or with that goal in mind. So nice. The other thing too, nice. It seems like trades might affect things. So, you know, it's a little bit of a speculative buy, but like someone like Kyle Lowry, who may end up getting dealed or dealt somewhere, like, hey, pick up a speculative buy on Kyle Lowry because he's not getting any love in Top Shot anyway. If he ends up in a better situation than he is in Toronto and ends up on a playoff team somewhere that's like going to do well, not that Toronto's not going to make the playoffs, but like there, it's very possible that that could give him some legs and more value than he has right now. So yeah, just, that's some of the stuff that we're looking at.
I agree with you. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. Enjoy your weekends. Everybody in the chat, have a great weekend. Find us on Twitter, The First Mint, The Real Phil D and Plunge Father. And we will see you next week on The First Mint Friday. Thanks guys, everybody. Have a good night.